Recording 3. Welcome to the third lecture in our series on the future of small businesses in Europe. The purpose of today's lecture, as you have seen from the title and the abstract, is to examine in more detail the problems facing small and medium-sized enterprises, which arise at least in part from having to adapt to rapid advances in technology. And I want to look at these both from a financial and from a personnel point of view, and to offer a few, hopefully effective, solutions. Here we have three of the most important problems facing small businesses that I want to look at today. First, keeping up with the pace of technological change. Recruiting high-quality staff in a time of skills shortages in IT as a whole, and in a highly competitive market. And the issue of retaining staff once they've been recruited and trained. Now, all of these problems involve significant costs for all businesses, but they're a particularly challenging issue for small and medium-sized enterprises. And those costs will vary depending on the size and scale of the businesses. So let's come to the first issue on our list, which is keeping pace with developments in technology. Now, we all know that the technology industry is intensely competitive, with new products being launched all year round as the various companies strive to compete with each other, rather than, say, once a year or every couple of years. And this is a real headache for smaller businesses. So, let's imagine we have a small company, which is doing okay. It's just about making a profit, and it spends most of its income on overheads. So for a company in this situation, keeping up to date with the latest technology, even if it's only for the benefit of key staff, this can be hugely expensive. So in my view, some creative thinking needs to come in here to find ways to help companies in this situation to stay ahead in the game, but at the same time to remain technologically competitive. Well, there's the possibility that small groups of companies with similar requirements, but not directly competing with each other, they could share the cost of upgrading in much the same way as, let's say, an intranet operates within larger organisations. In fact, cost sharing could be a very practical solution, especially in times of financial difficulty. If there's downward pressure on costs because of a need for investment in other areas, I would argue that this is a perfectly feasible solution.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the recording you have just heard. Question 23. What does the speaker say about the problems facing small and medium-sized enterprises? Question 24. What does the speaker say about the technology industry? Question 25. What is a practical solution to the problems of small and medium-sized businesses?